Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I are going to give a skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today, we're going to give you some crazy ways that I have found that people have stopped smoking and they finally kicked the habit.
Hypnosis.
From doing these things.
Acupuncture.
These are off the beaten path. These are things that...
Laser.
No, this isn't like the patch...
Magic bracelet.
Yeah, the magic bracelet, the power bracelet.
The gum.
No, it's not the gum. This is actually things that have worked for people. The first one I found is that John Mellencamp is historically a smoker. He had a heart attack in 94, still smoking. His son, his 14-year-old son, has a bet with him. He said that he started a website for his dad that it says John Mellencamp will quit smoking, and he's trying to get to 1 million people. His dad said if 1 million people sign up, he will quit the habit once and for all.
So he's lying.
So they already have about 300,000 Facebook user people that have signed up already. And that's a pretty good, make
a humiliating public bet.
Exactly. Humiliating public bet. That's one thing. The other thing is in the same vein of that is pay a fine. Let's say, for instance, you can do this with me with.
No, there's a website. Remember, we had them on. It's called Stick, STICKK.
Right.
Where you can make a bet where if you don't do whatever you say you're going
to
do,
you have to pay a huge fine.
You have to donate money to a charity you hate.
Right. It's got to be one thing is you can pay it to a person like $1,000 if they don't do it by a certain date. Like if they don't stop smoking by X date, you have to pay that. And you got it. This is honesty. This is for people that are very competitive. You got to do that.
There's a guy. I read this. He bets himself every week that he has to lose a pound a week or else he has to pay $500 to a charity he doesn't like.
Right. That's good. Here's another one that I heard. This is classic. Lee, a woman, she quit very interestingly she started eating Milk-Bone dog biscuits. She chewed them every time
that's
she had
disgusting.
Every time she had a craving.
That's
she
insane.
Had a Milk-Bone.
Don't do that.
What do you mean? I think it's genius.
Why?
I just think it's great.
How does that improve anything?
Well, I'm just telling you. I think that's a great way. I'm just saying that worked for her. Another crazy way that I've heard is that this is something that worked for somebody, but they read a newspaper article that quoted a doctor, said mixing a tablespoon of baking soda in an 8-ounce glass of water and drank it. Now they drank this twice a day for the first week and then once a day for the second week. And this person, they were smoking like 30 cigarettes a day. They dropped off to, they drank two glasses on Sunday, and on Monday it tasted like flat Alka-Seltzer. And then they stopped smoking, and then so it's one of those things. Baking soda and an 8-ounce glass of water? Try that. I don't know. If you're trying to quit smoking. Another genius one. The other thing, too, that I've seen is that people exchanging one habit for another. I don't know if this is necessarily, but they instead of smoking, they said, I'm going to indulge by buying a lottery ticket. So guess what happened?
Now you're a gambling addict.
Right, now you're a gambling addict. No, but guess what happened to this person?
What?
They
won the lottery.
They won the lottery. No. Wouldn't that be great?
That's a happy ending. Everybody wins. Sounds like a movie.
Go from smoking to gambling. Yeah, so those are my tips, Lee. Crazy ways smokers are trying to quit the habit.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy, your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.